Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 8:04. I'm Mike Durler with you, and joining me on the In the studio this morning, Stephanie Hill.
I sounded like I had a little bit of caffeine in that ad.
Yeah.
In that spot.
Yeah, you were kind of like bouncing there. Let's go. So, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm rested and ready to take on the world.
There you go. Let's take on the world. Well, we know we got a big concert coming up, but what else we got coming up before that?
Well, actually, next Friday.
I
think it's the 21st, I want to say.
It's the 27th. This Friday's the 20th.
Okay, the 27th is what I meant.
I knew that.
We have our annual general meeting, which is our board meeting, and our board goes through what we've done in the past year, and our auditor will be there to give a little synopsis, and then we install new officers and board members for the next calendar year. So that's happening next week, and that is, of course, open to the public. We like to be transparent and let the community know where our where their donations are going. Yeah. So, and it's usually a small affair. It's nothing like the awards luncheon. Yeah. It's not a huge affair, but because it is a business meeting. And then, of course, we've got...
I want to stick on the board meeting
Okay.
Now, the Sheriff's Department is bringing those board of directors in their jumpsuits and leg shackles, right?
I'm not aware of that, but go ahead.
Well, you're talking about transparency, so I was just never mind.
I'm like, where is he going? Yeah. I knew you were going to go somewhere.
Any way I can pick on Matt Flott is worth it to me. So.
Oh, of course, of course.
Yeah, so
no,
Moving on.
Like we were just talking about before we came on, we've got our big concert coming up March 25th with country music artist Ricochet.
Yeah.
We're super, super excited. We're working on... getting Mr. Heath Wright tackled down for some radio interviews, and that'll be, hopefully we'll have an announcement of that coming up in the next week or two.
Yeah, that'll be with you and Mr. Matt Flott.
Yeah, it'll be great. I'm so excited.
Matt's in a really good jumpsuit, leg shackles,
right?
So, anyway, moving on.
But no, we're working on getting that set up right now, and of course tickets are on sale. You can get them at FlickingerCenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
The price starts at $25, goes up to $50, just depends on where you want to sit in the theater. Again, Saturday, the 25th of March, all proceeds go to Thrive, which then in turn goes to help our community nonprofits.
Right, yeah.
So not only are you going to have a great, fun evening with some great 90s country music with Ricochet, but you're also helping your community.
Absolutely. And you've got my special seat already sold.
Oh, yeah. It's already got. We've got
in the balcony, clear in the back.
Yeah, in that locked room in the back. We've got cones and tape around it.
Yeah, I'll break the glass out and ring a bullhorn. Hey, play this one!
I know. Oh, my gosh. If anyone was at Jeff Carson's concert last year,
you know who I am.
Oh, boy. The whole community knows who you are.
Yeah, I'm the guy that he turned around and said, not yet. But God rest his soul.
That was such a great show, man.
It was a great show.
They had such a great time, and you know, it's so wonderful. I'm fortunately, I'm still in contact with his band members. It's amazing. They've done such a great job, and they keep in contact. I sent some pistachios to the drummer, and his wife, and they're such good people, good Southern gentlemen, and it's just so great that we've been able to stay in touch when they let us know what's going on. And, you know, they have benefits for Jeff and his family, and, or they have had, and helping Jeff's son get to college and everything. It's been really wonderful. So, yeah.
Are those guys still performing?
Oh yeah, they every once in a while, I think a couple of them will play together with other musicians. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they're playing all as a band because right. they're really not. They were Jeff's friends.
Yeah,
and Jeff got them together to come out here for our show.
Now, some of these guys were, a few of these guys at least, were the original band members when Jeff Carson was
I think
in the
two
90s.
Of them played with him yeah. back in the 90s, yeah. yeah. But it's just so wonderful. They get all excited when they get to play together. And yeah. so, yeah, you know, the keyboardist, he lives in Florida.
Right.
So, and the others live in the Nashville area. So yeah. It's been a lot of fun staying in touch with them and they letting us know what they're doing and stuff. And of course, some of them are going to be coming through on vacations and whatnot. And so of course we told them they better stop by.
Yeah.
And yeah. say hello and
I'll bring them in here. I'll talk to them on the air.
I sure will. As
love
soon
those
as I,
guys.
I know they're
that,
great.
That really big bald headed guy. What's his name?
Oh gosh, I forgot.
Is it Tim or Scott?
No.
No. Okay, never mind. I really had a great time.
Yeah,
with him.
He great guy. I don't yeah. have my phone with me, or I'd look it up. But
yeah, yeah. I mean, when we had Jeff in the studio and Matt was talking to him, and I set that microphone up by his guitar, I was out there, and they go, "What are you? How you got him mic'd?" And I brought him in and showed him, and goes, "Wow, what kind of mics are those?" Went and got them and said, "This is what they're." So we need those. So I don't know if we got them and stuff, but we had a great time
yeah.
with the entire band and stuff. So, but we anticipate just as good a time with Ricochet.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a great time. Matter of fact, this week I'm putting out posters all over the community. We've got ads running all over Southern New Mexico. We're really pounding the pavement. Now is the mm-hmm. time to do it because we have tickets to sell, and they are available again, flickinchercenter.com. So please, if you enjoy country music, you've listened to country music in the 90s, you will know Ricochet's songs. They I want to say 15 top 40, top 100 country. You're gonna know.
Yeah.
Half of their set list.
When you think of these guys, I hope I have, still have them. I don't think I've changed out my
your hot buttons. Nope.
Yeah, I haven't changed out my
one of my favorite.
I got a lot of Christmas music up here.
Yeah, you need to change that out,
yeah,
buddy.
You want to hear Santa Claus Got Busted by the Reindeer by the Border Patrol? And
that is a funny. I like that song.
That's a hilarious song. That's a good song.
One of my favorite songs that Ricochet did was What Do I Know? And I didn't realize that was them that sang that song. That was just one of my favorite songs back in the 90s. You know, when you're listening to some old songs and it takes you right back to a memory.
Yeah.
And a lot of Ricochet's songs do that for me.
Yeah.
That was back when I was in college. I was in Texas. It was a fun time in my life, and so when I hear a lot of these songs, I'm like, oh my gosh. So then I grab my phone and start messaging all my friends from school back in the day, you know. Yeah. it was just a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to meeting Heath and his band, and it's yeah. going to be a great time.
It's a great time. Get those tickets at FlickingerCenter.com. Get them early because I tell you, when March 1st hit, the way you people are, you'll wait until March 1st.
The way you people are.
Yeah, so don't be you people. Go get those tickets now. Make sure you've got your seats that you want at FlickingerCenter.com because you're not going to want to miss this concert.
Yep, people are grabbing them up, so yeah. if you want to go, you better get them.
Yeah. Now, you know, we've talked about Jeff Carson. We talked about Ricochet. There's a great relationship between Jeff Carson and Ricochet. But Ricochet was a lot bigger than Jeff Carson at that time.
Oh, they were. Absolutely.
Yeah, they were a huge band. You know?
They were. They had, like I mentioned, they have, in talking with the management, you know, they were sending me all of their statistics and everything. And they had over, I want to say, there were 15 or 16 top 40
yeah.
hits and half of those went to number one. So
yeah.
it's really exciting. And speaking of the connection with Jeff, as he told us when he was here, that Jeff's number one song in his career was Daddy, not Daddy's Money.
That was Ricochet's song.
Ricochet's song, Daddy's Money.
Yeah.
Their number one
yeah.
in their career was written from Jeff and his wife.
Right.
I guess the songwriters, and you guys can actually go and listen to this story from Jeff himself. I have a video of him here in the studio yeah. When they drove in, and he stopped by and did an on-air with you and Matt, and he sat here and played us a song and everything, and told us that story that that song. The songwriters actually saw Jeff driving his wife's Mercedes and got yeah. the idea for that song and wrote it based right. on that. And right. so it was always a great story to hear about that. So yeah. there is that connection, and it just turns out that they have the same management, and
yeah.
that's how we were able to get Ricochet. And they were so willing and jumped on the chance to come out and do this benefit for us.
All right. That sounds great. And we're looking, that's March 25th.
March 25th.
Yeah. Big one. It's going to be a lot of fun, folks. And you don't want to miss me being locked up in a room
nope.
in the back of the Flickinger Center as I break out the grass.
And we might actually just tie you up outside and not even let you come
well,
in.
Well, you won't want to miss that. Get a ticket. That's going to be worse than me tied up to a post out front.
We will have a great time. You know
yo,
it.
Oh, we're going to have a good time. We are going to have a good time. I imagine this is going to be just as good, if not a bigger time, as we had with Jeff Carson. We had a good time
oh,
with
we
Jeff
sure
Carson.
Did. So. We sure did.
Now, you're going to put Rick say in a hotel down here instead of depriving them of oxygen up in the Sacramento mountains, right?
I so am. Boy, we got worried, didn't we? When we they went up there, and a couple of them had some breathing issues, and I was getting all the phone calls. Oh my gosh, we might have a problem. We might have a problem. And I'm like, okay, don't panic. We'll put them somewhere else. And then they were fine. Matter of fact, Jeff did a little video of them passing around their oxygen can. Yeah. And they had a good time with it, and they were fine. It was just the sudden change in oxygen levels, and they were okay. I mean, even down here, it's much higher than
sure
Tennessee. Yeah. And so he even mentioned it when he was on stage that it's a little harder to breathe out here.
Yeah. Well, you but, know, Tennessee's about 200 feet above sea level. And we're at 4,800
right.
feet above sea level. So, yeah, you go from Tennessee to here, and you go,
I know.
So, I remember coming from Kansas.
Oh, I know.
1,000 feet above sea level, and I'd come into here, and it's like, what?
I know.
But I finally got used to it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, so, but anyway, so, yeah, you know, I was so worried. I almost drove up there and got them, brought them down here. You know, put him in the hospital, but that's all right.
No, they were good. So we've got that coming up March 25th. And then, of course, in April, and I don't recall the date, but we'll have announcements going out for that. But in April, end of April, we are celebrating our achievements in 2022. Mm-hmm. With our campaign, with our annual awards luncheon. And that's always a fun thing. We're actually going to have a little special guest with the clock performers are going to do a little something for us.
At the 29th on a Saturday? Or
no, it'll be a Friday.
It'll be a Friday, the 28th or the 21st.
I don't recall. I have to look at my calendar.
Well, you look that up and you let us know.
We'll talk about it when we get everything finalized. Yeah. Well, okay. It is finalized, but
all right. I'm going back to January.
Okay. So. Thank you for looking.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. Our annual awards are always a lot of fun. We invite the community, businesses, people that donated, all the businesses that hold a workplace campaign, are vying for this beautiful, prestigious traveling trophy.
Okay.
And we'll present that right now from the 21 campaign. Bank 34 has it. Okay. And has had it all year.
Yeah.
And of course they're hoping to keep it.
Yeah.
And we've got businesses all over Otero County and Lincoln that are vying for this trophy, and it'll be a lot of fun to see who gets that. And then, of course, we have giveaways and door prizes, and like I mentioned, Clock will be there. They're going to do a little performance for us, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Should be. No doubt about anything you guys do. I tell you what, you know, we've had you in. We've talked a lot and stuff. But it's been a while since we actually explained what is Thrive and what it does.
Well, I'm happy to tell you that,
Mike. I figured you would be.
So Thrive in Southern New Mexico, formerly the United Way of Otero County. We've been in Otero County for over 50 years, mm-hmm. and with various names mm-hmm. of our organization, most notably the United Way. And in back in 2017, we became independent away from any other nonprofit organization like the United Way. So we now are a separate entity. We don't have a parent or a sister company. We raise money and then it goes right back into our community.
Right.
We don't keep it unless it's designated to Thrive.
Right.
It goes right back into the community.
Right.
And what we do is we raise those funds for nonprofits in Otero and now Lincoln counties.
Mm-hmm.
And we fund nonprofit programs that fall under health, education, and we are extremely proud of our community and the effort that they put forth to our community nonprofits. Mm-hmm. There are so many in our little communities. We have so many, and I can't wait to announce who our new ones are going to be for 23.
Yeah.
Our grant application just closed. We have currently we're funding, I believe, 16 nonprofit programs.
Wow.
In Otero and Lincoln County. And I believe we had over 22 apply for mm-hmm. the 23 funding year. So, I mean, we're growing. We are yeah. growing. Mm-hmm. We've been Thrive for 5 years.
Yeah.
We had an absolute record year in 22, as you know.
Right.
We raised over $500,000, mm-hmm. which I love talking about.
Yeah.
But we Thrive goes out and fundraises for these nonprofits to help them be able to continue servicing
right.
our communities.
And the programs that you guys fund of these nonprofits, let's kind of make this clear. There's a lot of nonprofits in our area,
mm-hmm.
but within those nonprofits, they have one, two, maybe three or four different programs, and that's what you fund is the programs.
Right. Yeah. So, for example, we don't fund the entire agency,
right.
the entire nonprofit, but for example, we'll use Sacramento Mountain Senior Services. Senior services in Cloudcroft and High Rolls,
mm-hmm.
we fund two of their programs. We fund their Meals on Wheels,
mm-hmm.
and then they also have another program that goes out and helps. It's called Homemaker Services. They go out and help residents that are in their home that may not have the ability to leave their home without assistance.
Right.
So they'll go in and help them with everyday life skills mm-hmm. and whatnot. Those are two programs that we fund. We also fund the Meals on Wheels at the Alamogordo Senior Center.
Right.
We don't fund the gym or the other services that they offer. We fund specifically Meals on Wheels.
Right.
So that's sort of these nonprofits are allowed to apply for funding from mm-hmm. us for whatever program that they see that would have the right. most need.
Right. Now, when you guys, you do other fundraising to take care of the operating expense of Thrive.
Right.
So that when people are through the campaign or making their donations, that goes to those nonprofit programs. But Thrive also needs to be funded to pay for
right.
rent, utilities, and all the other stuff and salaries. So you do other fundraising specifically for Thrive in Southern New Mexico.
That is correct. So yeah. we have our funds allocation that is happening at the first week of March. That's mm-hmm. when all of these wonderful nonprofits apply for funding. When someone donates, they can designate where they want their donations to go.
Right.
And they can designate to any nonprofit. It doesn't even have to be our partner agencies. It can be even out of state, if that's where their heart finds them donating. People can designate to Thrive, and that's how we get money for our operations. Right. But then outside of that funds allocation, we do fundraising events throughout the year to help subsidize that. So we have, for example, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I mean, we'll do just different, the Ricochet concert. Hello. Yeah, yeah. That's a big, huge fundraiser for us. Yeah. In the past, we've done the chili cook-off. We've done a golf tournament. Those things seem to be really heavily washed by so many other organizations that it's really hard for us to capture the funding that we need for our operations because it's so saturated with those types of events. So we're trying to break out and do other things, which is why we got with started doing the concert, the benefit concert. And we were so lucky that it happened, that we were able to get an artist and get them to come all the way here. And now we've got an even bigger artist or artists coming. So all of those things that we do, these little things, you know, in the past we've done our gun calendar. That was a huge, huge thing. I get asked all the time if we're going to do that again, and it's a possibility.
Good.
But right now we're focused on the concert and seeing how this one goes. We might do something different next year. Who knows?
If you do a concert next year, I got an idea for you.
Okay.
Tracy Lawrence.
Tracy Lawrence would be awesome.
Yeah. He's still active.
Oh, I know. There's lots of people. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was talking about how I would love to get John Anderson.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's getting up there in age, and I would love to see him. Mm-hmm. And he sounds amazing even now.
Yeah.
And I like these older, true grassroots country artists that aren't going to be around. Oh, boy. Bob just walked in and is
running his machine over there.
Yeah. You're making a lot of noise over there.
Yeah. You're interrupting our program here, Bob.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. But yeah, so moral of the story is, Mike, we do all kinds of fundraisers to fund our operations, fund my salary, my office manager's salary, pay our bills, and we keep that separate from the from the campaign, unless, of course, someone wants to donate their or designate their donation to us, then of course we accept that. So, and again, last year we had a phenomenal year, over $500,000. I'm so proud of our community. I cannot wait to celebrate in April about that. And then of course we do all these other little things throughout. I don't want to downplay them and call them little, but we do have our Shop with a Cop. We just had a very successful first event of that. We're already planning for next year. We do Stuff the Bus, where we collect school supplies and get those out to community children. We do Coats for Kids. This past year we partnered with the Knights of Columbus. That was very successful. We just do all kinds of fun things. We do our Day of Caring, where we help seniors in our community that don't have the physical capability of doing outside chores at their homes. So anyway, that's what we're just kind of dabbling in all kinds of things.
There you go. Sounds good. People want to get a hold of Thrive and find out more. How do they do it?
They can call us at 575-437-8400, or they can come by our office. We are located 1601 10th Street in Alamogordo.
All right. Sounds good. And, here's a little bit of Gary Allen for you. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Always fun bantering with you.
All right. We'll talk to you next month.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.